I was very interested to note on a gamer website, a posting moderator of the site said, right, he's had it with all this discussion and sexism and stuff, and quite frankly, he's not going to publish any more of it, and he's not entering an argument over it.
Right.
Now, I presume there's a reason for this issue of sexism raising its head again in the gamer community.
It raises its head a lot. People have been arguing we're sort of reaching a peak at the moment. I think they're wrong. I think this is just another little moment in what will become a peak sometime in the future.
Right.
Fundamentally, we've got gaming fandom, which is very much like SF fandom, with a group of people within it who are very focused on it. And they've felt for some time, for various reasons, which I think are mostly false, that they've been under attack. They've been under attack by people accusing games of being violent. You know, shockingly, games are violent.
Shocking.
But the issue there was not so much the accusations that they're violent, but they create violence, so they've been concerned about that. But the issues over the last few years and have been around two areas. One is that generally there's been a lot of misogyny within the group, as seen through the experience of a lot of women who are gaming, especially when they're doing cooperative-type games online with voice chat and so on, and there's been a lot of very nasty issues rising from that. And the second part is another attack. And the attack that they perceive is happening is people who are coming into looking at the gaming and arguing that it should be more diverse. And by arguing it's more diverse, those same people are saying, well, this is because, at the moment, it's misogynistic, it treats women badly, it has all of these problems in many of the games. And so when people start showing up saying that, in particular the big name is Anita Sarkeesian, then a lot of the gaming community, as in that hardcore fandom-style group, fought back. They shouldn't have fought back.
I would say not, from what I've heard, which is very little compared to you, obviously, but I did hear, as Rowan was saying, about death threats and games being made where you can beat her up.
The point where this starts is... it started a while back. I mean, there's a lot of events we can point to, like... the one which everyone will turn to is Anita's Kickstarter. So Anita goes on the Kickstarter and says she's going to do a video series which is going to look at the issue of the way women are depicted as tropes within video games.
Yep.
And this is a reasonably harmless concept and something which I think is worth exploring, and I'm quite happy to support it, and I'm pleased I do. But when she announced she was going to do it, she then became the victim of some very heavy and nasty harassment. Including a game being made where you beat up Anita by smashing her face and getting bruises on her face as you do it, and a whole stack of really nasty stuff.
Because it's terribly appropriate behaviour.
Yep. And, of course, the response by the wider community was, hey, I think we're going to invest in her Kickstarter.
Yep.
So rather than driving people away, it went the opposite. She made massively more than she expected to get from it and tried to scale up and the rest of it and increase what she was doing.
Yeah.
So she was, her comments on she's seen as bringing a feminist perspective to games, and in by doing so she's saying what you're doing is wrong because it picks women this way, and then that creates further backlash.
Well, it's extraordinary. Some gamers complain that, they've got to take an extra 3 seconds to choose the gender of their character.
They're not complaining necessarily about that. They're complaining that people are saying that moment that they liked in the game, that was bad. That was a nasty depiction of women, or that was this other thing. This game you really like, look at what it's been doing, you know. And they're pointing out the flaws in the game design in terms of that. And people are upset because they love this. And now it's part of it anyway, it's my interpretation.
They being a group.
Being a lot of
women playing online games now, though.
Yeah, I think the reality is, whereas once the gamer was a lonely teenager, nowadays your typical gamer is a 30-something year old woman.
And the figures put female gamers roughly on the same numbers as male.
That's what I thought.
However, the types of games still differs. This is by no means saying that there aren't male gamers who are doing casual gaming or female gamers doing hardcore first-person shooters, just that the statistics have women more of them doing the casual games and the phone games and so on, and more of the boys doing the hardcore shooting games. The issue there, of course, being that the group which I'm referring to as you hardcore gamers are the equivalent to SF fandom. They're so lots of people enjoy SF, but there's a smaller group who can be seen as SF fandom.